Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we're taking on a very cool trivia idea, famous firsts. This could be anything from historical firsts, sports firsts, music firsts, you name it. If it came first, it's on the docket today. If you're just joining us for the first time on this podcast, or if you're coming back, we're just going to give you a quick little recap of how this podcast works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds of five questions each, and each round that goes by, those questions are going to get a little tougher. This first round are the easiest questions. Most of the people in the car at home are going to be able to answer them. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go with question one of Famous Firsts Trivia. Who was the first president of the United States?
Oh boy, George Clooney. I'm just kidding. George Washington.
George Clooney. George Washington is correct. That is true. And fun fact, he didn't live in the White House, did he?
No.
No, it wasn't built yet at that point. A lot of people think that every president lived in the White House, but that's not true.
No.
I think we've discussed George Washington in the White House a handful of times on our podcast.
I don't think we have, actually.
No? I know we've talked about both of them before at some point. But
what? George Clooney?
Not George Clooney, no.
He did play president in one movie. Right?
I don't know. Maybe. You're just guessing? I don't know if he did or not. I doubt it. Question two. Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong is correct. Now, it's a interesting concept that his footprints are definitely still there. You know why?
Why?
Because there's no wind to blow him away. So his footsteps are most certainly still on the moon, which is kind of cool.
Also, if you use his first name and his abbreviated last name, which is just A, that Neil A backwards, you know what that spells? Alien.
Conspiracy alert. Here we go. Question number three. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is correct. She completed that flight in 1932, and she kind of became a global superstar after that. Isn't Amelia Earhart on one of the Who Was Show things?
Yes, she is.
Like, that's one of your favorite ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she have a song? Did she rap? Or did she have a song? Do you remember?
She had a song about the aviators.
Oh.
That was it.
Okay. Question number four. Which country created the first Olympic Games?
Greece.
Greece is correct.
And no, we're not talking Go Greece, that neck. Not that. Not the movie or the musical. G-R-E-E-C-E.
Greece is correct, yes. The original Olympics were held over 2,700 years ago. Isn't that bonkers?
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that they've been around that long. Now, I don't think that they ran every 4 years since then, but like the modern Olympics have been every 4 years.
Well, they were banned in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
For like a really long time, they were.
Yep.
Also, shout out to Greeky Now. My favorite podcast to listen to before bed.
Yep, he listens to it every night. Greeking Out from Nat Geo Kids. If you get a chance to listen to it, that's a fun listen. Question 5. Who was the first African-American baseball player in the MLB?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson is correct. Do you know his number?
42.
Yep, his number 42 has been retired in every team in the Major League Baseball league. So, yeah, that's a really cool accomplishment.
They have Jackie Robinson Day.
Yep, we're like everybody. Like
everyone wears 42.
Everybody wears 42.
And so you actually have to look at the name on the jersey.
It's true.
Like, is it? Who's that? Oh, that's Yelich. Oh, no, is that Vaughn? I don't know.
Yeah.
Same with Uke Day, where they all wore number 9.
Yep, for Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round.
What?
Emmett is 5 for 5. It's flying by, and he's doing a great job. Hopefully you at home or in the car are just as good. But now the questions are going to get harder. The next 5 we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question 6. What was the first animal to go into space?
A dog?
A dog is correct. Yeah. Do you know the name?
Oh, I don't remember.
The dog's name was Laika.
Oh, yeah, Laika.
Laika. And Laika rode aboard the Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 2 in 1957. Question number 7. What was the first video game ever made?
Atari Pong.
Pong is correct. Yeah, it was inspired by table tennis. And basically, like, if you've never seen Pong, it just had 2 controllers that moved up and down. And you moved a little platform and on each side of the screen. And the little ball went back and forth, between, you know, on the screen. And just went if hours and hours of fun. You've never played Pong, have you?
No.
No.
Yep. I'm sure it's fun.
It's basic, but it was pretty awesome at the time. Question 8. What was the first book printed using the movable type printing press?
I don't know.
You don't know this one? This one's a little tougher. This probably could have been a brain buster, but the answer is... Well, take a guess.
The Wind in the Willows.
It's a famous book.
The Wind in the Willows.
The Wind in the Willows is a great guess.
But it's one of my favorites of all time.
Is incorrect. The answer is the Gutenberg Bible.
What?
Yeah, they printed off copies of the Bible, and because it was the printing press or the Gutenberg printing press, but those Bibles are now worth tens of millions of dollars because it was the first book that they could print using the movable type. And it kind of like revolutionized like everything. We were able to make multiple copies of things, and books and other things could then get printed over and over and can get made. Otherwise, you know how they passed on different books? By hand. Like you would hand write books.
Yeah.
Like with
a feather.
If you wanted another copy of a book, you had to write one, which is crazy. Question 9. Who was the first cartoon character to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Either between Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny.
That's a good comparison. Pick one.
I'll go with Mickey Mouse.
His answer is Mickey Mouse. And his answer is correct.
Bam.
Nice. Yes. He got his star in 1978, but it's kind of crazy because That was 50 years after he debuted. He debuted in 1928, which is pretty wild.
Does Bugs Bunny have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? He should have.
That's a good question. I would bet he does.
Yes.
I would not be surprised if he did.
Probably same with Daffy Duck. He should have. I mean, Bugs Bunny should be a guaranteed Hollywood Walk of Fame star, but...
Yeah.
Maybe Daffy, maybe not Daffy.
Yeah, I don't know. He's borderline. Question 10. Who was the first artist to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify?
Tiesto.
Tiesto. <I don't> know. That's a good guess. Tiesto is a pretty famous musician. But the answer is Drake. Drake was the first artist to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. And he holds a lot of different streaming records and still is putting out music today. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Already, we're 2 rounds in. The lad has done really, really well to this point. But now, folks, the questions are going to get the hardest we can find. We scoured the internet and found the most difficult questions we could find on famous firsts. So prepare yourselves. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Put on your hip waders. Put on your swim cap. Maybe take a quick shower. Wash your hands. Wear latex gloves. Double up on the latex gloves. Maybe an apron. Double knot your shoes. Pull up your socks because these questions are the hardest we can find. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What was the first full-length animated movie?
Full-length animated.
Ooh. Animated.
Steamboat Willie?
That's a great guess. But I think it does not fit the full-length idea. So take another stab at it. Think full-length movie.
Like hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, around there.
I don't know.
He doesn't know. All right. The answer we are looking for is Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Oh, yeah.
That was released in 1937. And the idea was kind of scoffed at that you could have a cartoon that was that long. And it ended up becoming a classic. And like now it's like a whole genre.
2 years after that, you know what was created?
What was that?
The Wizard of Oz. The first color movie.
Oh, really? In 39?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. The lad's full of facts today. Question 12. Who was the first Marvel superhero created?
Spider-Man. I don't know.
Spider-Man is a great guess. Incorrect. And I'm not a big Marvel guy, so I can't give a lot of information on this. But the answer is the Human Torch.
Oh, Johnny Storm.
And guess when that came out? 1939. We just talked about 1939.
The Wizard of Oz and Marvel are related.
Well, that was when the first Marvel superhero, not movie, but superhero.
I know, but still.
Yep. Question 13. What was the first song ever played on MTV?
Not from this era.
That's all right. Take a stab at it.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, good one. That's a great guess. Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up, but it's incorrect. It is actually kind of ironic that the first ever song played on MTV featured a music video, because that was music television, was Video Killed the Radio Star. That's the song called by the Buggles. So, some of the older people in the car at home probably know the song. Have you ever heard that one?
No.
You maybe have heard the recording before, but they're not a really famous band. But yeah, that came out in 1981. So MTV came out 2 years before I was born. Question 14. What was the name of the first YouTube video ever posted?
We featured this one on the YouTube episode.
We did.
Me at the Zoo.
Me at the Zoo is correct. Yes, so it was uploaded by one of YouTube's co-founders in 2005. But yeah, it's just him, like, kind of, you watch the video, right?
Yeah.
It's just him with some elephants.
He does like 3 facts about elephants.
Yeah. It was the first ever video.
And it has like 4.5 billion views.
It's kind of crazy. I remember when I first discovered YouTube and I said to myself, why on earth would anyone ever want to watch a video online? Well, here we are. Pretty wild stuff. Question 15. Who was the first president to appear on television?
JFK?
JFK?
No. FDR.
FDR. This is a revised guess. And why did you make your revised guess?
Because I've read my Know-It-All President's book of A Weird But True Thing.
Oh.
And it shows a lot of televised pictures on his page and no one before.
Yeah, okay. The first president to appear on television is FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So good job.
Yes. One of the best presidents we've had.
And it's funny. Guess what year that happened?
1939.
At the 1939 World's Fair. TV wasn't all that common yet, but he was one of the first to be on TV. So there you go. And that is going to do it for Famous Firsts Trivia. The lad did fantastic. Some of those questions got a little difficult. Hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really invite you to leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Maybe even leave us a comment. All of those comments and reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, if you want to leave us a direct message on Instagram.
The
Instagram.
It's in Christmas grams there? Ooh, what's a Christmas gram?
On Instagram or on Facebook, you can find us on both of those at Dad Lad Trivia. The Instagram.
Call security. Ooh, I like whispering too.
Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an idea of what you'd want to hear for trivia. It's maybe something you like about the show. Hey, maybe you just want to say hi to the lad. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. All right, lad. Any last words before we go on Famous Firsts Trivia? Do you have a famous or a favorite famous first? It's hard. A lot of Fs.
Favorite famous first. Ooh, I don't have one.
All right.
Kind of a vague topic.
It is. It's a little different. Yeah. I think mine is the MTV one, that I just find it very odd that the first ever music video was called Video Killed the Radio Star, which it kind of is true. It ushered in a whole new era. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, folks, each and every week. We would not do this podcast without our loyal listeners, so thank you so much for coming back, and we hope to see you next time. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators. Guess the Simpsons impression. Hey, kids.
That's Krusty the Clown.
Yes. Correct.
Bye.
Peace.